I'm kind of nervous. I've never done this whole, I've never done this whole something before. But I trust you. I do. And I like the idea of you and taking control. I understand that you're in charge tonight, but ultimately I'm the one in charge. Even if it may not feel like it, I recognize the fact that if I'm uncomfortable, or maybe in a little bit of pain, that I'm the one who can stop it. Simply by saying our safe word. Watermelon. That's the safe word. And you also tell me that if I'm not saying watermelon, that you want to hear my gratitude. You want me to say thank you, sir. For all of the depraved and delicious things you're going to do to my body tonight. So I nod my head and I simply say, thank you. You're sitting in an armchair in the corner of our bedroom, and there I am, standing before you. I'm wearing a fitted black dress and black high heels, and my hair is up in a sleek, tight ponytail. Your first order of business is telling me to tease you, to do my very best to arouse you as I stand in front of you. And you've seen this before. So I gently place my hands on my thighs, and I trail them up my body, roaming over my stomach and my breasts and up into my hair. And strands fall through my fingers as I roll my neck back and I sigh. And as I do so, I turn around and let the rest of my hair fall down my back so you can see. And then I place my hands on my hips, and I sway back and forth, entrancing you with how slowly and how deliberately my ass moves. And I give myself a good little squeeze for you, because I want you to see that you can grip my ass cheeks real hard. And then because I'm teasing you, strip out of my dress. Slowly. I lift the hem and I begin to peel it up over my body. And when it reaches halfway, he told me to turn around so that you can see the unveiling of my perfectly plump ass cheeks. And you groan as I do, enjoying the sight of my backside, almost completely bare, save for my black lacy bra and black lacy panties. And I go to turn around so you can see my front again, but you tell me no. You tell me to stay exactly where I am and undo my hair. So I do, uncoiling the hair ties and letting my long red strands spill over my back. And you groan. You tell me what a good girl I am. And the praise makes me bite my lip and rub my legs together. Though I know you can't see the effect that it has on me, since I'm standing in front of you with only my back face to you. You ask me if I know what good girls get, and I have no idea what to respond. A million thoughts are racing through my head right now, and you say good girls get to be rewarded, and a shiver of excitement runs through my body. Then you tell me to get on my knees. So I sink down to the ground, and once I'm there, you see a little gift bag under the bed in front of me. I'm aching to grab it, but being your good girl, I wait for your command. And you tell me to reach out and open the gift, but again, not to turn around. So I open it, and inside, big black vibrator. It's fancy and intimidating, and it looks really expensive. And as I look over it and marvel over it, you tell me to give it a try. Oh, so I click on the button. And I feel the rhythmic vibrations pulse through my hands. And you tell me to place it against my pussy and rock back and forth on it slowly. Slowly, I'm still on all fours, facing away from you, so all you can see is my black, lacy thong wedged between my ass cheeks and fitted along my slit. Vibrator placed against my clit over the black lacy fabric of my thong, and then oh my god, I can't speak. Okay, it's driving me crazy. And I'm beginning to get so fucking lost in the pleasure. Oh, when you tell me to stop. So I do, even though I don't want to. And I can hear you lean forward from your chair as your hand swats down on my ass. It's not too hard. And I know it's because you don't want to draw out too much pain during my first night as your submissive. It's enough for me to know that I'm yours and that I'll take whatever you give me with a smile. So I simply exhale and say thank you. Thank you, sir. And you say, how are you doing, princess? And do you want more? That's what you ask me. And slowly I nod. My pussy clenches when you say princess, and I want you to say it again as you rub my reddening backside. You slap my ass again, harder this time, pain spreading against my right cheek as I jerk and whimper. And you let out a breath and I hear you groan. And after the next spank, I throw my head back and I cry out, and you laugh and tell me what a good little slut I'm being. And you tell me to click on the vibrator once again and hold it to my clit and don't fucking move. And then you give me another slap, and I thrust forward. The pulse in my clit is pounding, and the sting on my skin is ringing. And then you tell me to turn it up one more. Vibrator is intense, and I begin to tremble as I can feel my orgasm melting and melting and melting. Fuck. Fuck. Again and again as I'm close to releasing. Oh god. once again, and you tell me to unhook my bra slowly with my back towards you. So I do. And then you tell me to pinch and play with my nipples. Oh, there's my stomach again. Oh my goodness. At least it's not my cat. If you've listened to my audios before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh my god. Okay. I'm pinching and I'm playing with my nipples. And I make a move to turn around again. And so that you can see me playing with my breasts. But you simply tell me to stay where I am and enjoy the sensations of just myself. No one else. And I do, but I can't deny the ache that I'm feeling where my vibrator once was. Touching my nipples just isn't cutting it. And I need to rub my pussy once again. I want to reach for my vibrator so badly. Please, sir. And I don't realize that I'm begging, but I am. I am, please. And between my begging and my pleading, I hear you unzip your fly. And you palm your cock through your pants, and you've held out for some time, enjoying the show of me in front of you. And you tell me that you've been waiting to see me soak through my panties before you decide to let me come. And I shudder with relief as you tell me to pick up my vibrator once again and press it to my throbbing pussy. You can see my black panties darkening as my wetness spreads along my slit. And I'm so fucking close to coming once again. And I'm so fucking lost to my own pleasure that I don't hear you come up behind me and rip the toy from my grasp once again. Oh, God. And I'm so fucking frustrated because I just thought you were gonna let me come once. I thought you were gonna let me come this time. And instead, you run your hands along my ass and glide them up against my back, grabbing my hair at the nape of my neck and pulling me back so that I'm pressed right up against you. And I don't know when you strummed out of your pants and your boxer briefs, but you have, and I can feel your cock in between my cheeks. With my hair gripped in your left hand, you plant a kiss on the right side of my neck, and that kiss turns into a bite. And then when you, And then with your right hand, you trail it down the front of my body, casually slipping it between my lacy thong. Like you own this pussy. And I guess you do. Because your fingers rub my clit and probe at my entrance as you explore. Satisfied with how wet I am and with how sufficiently soaked my panties are, and I want you to tear them off so fucking badly. Please. Please. Will you simply yank them to the side and slap my inner thighs to spread them apart wider and wider? And with my legs spread wider, you retrieve a spreader bar from underneath the armchair, and you secure the cuffs to my ankles. And once I'm securely fastened, you rub your cock against my slit, coating it with my pussy juices. The spreader bar rattles as I instinctively fight against it to move. And your fingers still circle my clit as you push the head of your dick against my entrance. But just the tip. Just the tip as you pull back. You do this again and again, and each time my pussy clenches as I try to push my ass back against you so that you can bury your length in me, so that you can bury your length in me and fill me up. And you laugh. Desperate and pathetic I'm being, and you tell me that this is all I get until I'm even more wet for you. I can get, how much wetter I can get through my thong. And before you know it, and before I know it, you've got my vibrator back into your hand. And you're teasing my clit with it once again. Fuck. Thank you. And the vibrations are so strong that you shudder, and I know you can feel it as you continue to tease me with the head of your cock. And that momentary shudder is the distraction that I need so I can push my hips back against you and take every inch of you inside me, hard and fast, as I sink down on your cock and I moan. Thanks to the spreader bar, there is no need to part my lips, and I relish in the fact that I've truly become your sweet little fuck doll. Oh my God. takes you by surprise, though I know you love the fact that you're now buried deep inside me. And your hand snakes and wraps around my throat as you squeeze me. You make it hard to breathe as you start pounding me harder and harder. And I know this is a silent punishment for me forcing myself down on your cock, for me forcing you to get buried deep inside my pussy. Because I know you wanted to keep teasing me. But once I decided to take you, once I decided to make you fuck me, I knew you were gonna punish me. I knew you were gonna punish me, sir. And I was waiting for it. Oh, fuck. You click on my vibrator once more, making the vibrations so much more intense. And then with your hand around my neck, you squeeze. And you squeeze. And you squeeze. And you squeeze. And I bring my hand up to meet yours, and I dig my nails into your skin, and I'm so fucking close to saying, I'm so close to saying watermelon as my breaths become harder to catch. Fuck. Oh my god, fuck. And then you release me. You release my neck and I pitch forward, catching myself with my hands. And I only have a few seconds to catch my breath. And when your hand comes down on my head and pushes it into the ground so that I'm fully face down, ass up, and my black lacy thong, now entirely drenched, is pulled to the side, and the stilettos of my high heels are up in the air, and they're pointed up with a cuff around each ankle, and the cold black bar is spreading them apart. And you tell me how fucking beautiful I am as you hold my face down, and I managed to squeak out a whimper. Thank you, sir. Fuck. As you fuck my pussy, and you ask me if I'm gonna come on your cock, and I'm too lost in the pleasure to respond. So you growl and you rephrase yourself, telling me that I am gonna come on your cock after you spank me 5 more times. Oh my god. As you spank me, I need to count them. So I do. 1, 2, 3. Fuck. 4, 5. And my eyes are welling up. As I tell you what you want to hear. Thank you, sir. Thank you for spanking me. And can I please come now? Please, please, can I please come now? And you finally take mercy on me. as you increase the vibrator once again. And say, yes, princess, come for me. Show me what a good little slut you are as you come all over my cock. Seeing the cum leaking out of my pussy after you released into me while we came together. And you love seeing it drip out from my pussy and onto the floor. And after a few minutes of me standing still, kneeling still, I should say, you go to remove the bar. But before you help me up to my feet, you have one more task for me. And that's to lick the floor clean of the cum that just spilled out of me. And once I've licked it clean and swallowed all of your seed, I look up at you with lust in my eyes, and I say,